You're listening to the Texas Standard.
It can't be fun.
Two shootings, one in Dallas, the other in Baton Rouge, less than 2 weeks apart. Those sounds of gunfire were pulled from YouTube. It's been over a month since those shootings, and there still seems to be a lot more questions than answers. You can't seem to talk about one without mentioning the other. Both incidents eerily similar. Two shooters, both of them black, both upset about recent police violence. And then there is this other similarity, one that hasn't been mentioned a lot. They were both veterans, black veterans, and that immediately brings up a lot of questions. One's about post-traumatic stress disorder, collective trauma, and of course, race. To get an idea, I sat down with Justin Bohannon. He's a combat vet from the Army, and at the time of his deployment, one of the few black soldiers in his unit, and with it, all the negative things that one might expect. Bohannon said he experienced racist jokes, tougher punishments, and a general sense of isolation. I asked him how he overcame racism on the front lines. He said he didn't.
I was in Iraq, and the honest answer is I just kind of dealt with it and went on about completing the mission because overall I knew that I needed to get back home. But in the back of my mind, and a lot of people like me felt like there was a good old boy system, and so we always kind of took that approach throughout our careers. You know, you're either part of the boys or you're not. So we knew it was two enemies, but we focused on the main threat, and the main threat was making sure we got back home.
Bohannon went on to experience many of the same things any soldier in combat would experience. Periods of constant boredom, highlighted by moments of sheer terror, anger, and loss. But the real struggle was when he got out of the Army and came back.
You know, if you come from an area of poverty or you come from an area of minimal opportunity, and you go back to that area of minimal opportunity, it actually got worse because now your minimal opportunity is with a whole lot more bills and whatever baggage you had coming out of the military. So whatever PTSD or trauma you may be experiencing, it's going to be amplified by being a low income. It's going to be amplified by not being qualified for positions, jobs, or opportunities in general.
Bohannon got out to find himself being a single father, unemployed, struggling with what to do next. And culturally, things like PTSD were something you just don't talk about. Unfortunately, Bohannon's situation isn't unique. I spoke to Benjamin Fleury Steiner. He's a professor at the University of Delaware. He studied the topic of African-American veterans and wrote a book on it. He says that systematically, black veterans have a tougher time with employment, homelessness, and finding treatment for things like PTSD.
Frankly, when you look at it in the context of racial oppression and poverty, why would this be surprising that if you had war trauma and you came home and you to a community where you didn't have support, that there's going to be, it's going to be much more difficult for you? Why wouldn't that be addressed by the society?
But in fact, it was addressed. In 2003, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs released a video specifically about this topic.
In fact, African-American veterans may be understood as having to fight a war on many fronts. Blacks have had to fight their way in the military. Many African-Americans have grown up in poverty, and this environment adds to stress. We must also keep in mind each veteran's personal history, hardship, and duress.
That was James Earl Jones on the track. Even still, that doesn't answer what would make someone snap to go out and commit a criminal act. In fact, there are millions of African Americans, veterans, who have PTSD and are upset at the police, and they never do anything. I spoke with Lee Ayers. She's a criminologist from Southern Oregon University. She tells me about a study looking at factors that make up mass shooters.
In 2001, a study was done by Malloy, Hampel, Mahonley, and Gray, and they looked specifically at a small group, 34 adolescents, who were mass murderers, all male. 70% were described as loners. 48% had preoccupation with weapons. A little over 43% had been victimized or bullied, and 23% had a documented psychiatric history of any kind, which means 3 out of 4 did not.
In other words, we just don't know. There isn't a singular factor anyone can pinpoint.
So really emotionally charged, but not demonstrating warning signs. You know, events are really hard to predict.
For Justin Bohannon, though, he says that he can't condone the shootings, that his brother's a cop, and that anyone who goes about killing innocent people is flat wrong. But the motivation behind such a shooting, that isn't such a mystery to him.
I don't want to say I understand what happened with them, but what I understand is I feel the resentment, I feel the anger, I feel the pain that every black male goes through. And then does it get amplified as a vet struggling after they defended America? Yeah.
I'm Alon Stevens for the Texas Standard.